Hi, this is Sheetal from Spice Note Tequila, and you're on the road with Dane on WGN.
720 WGN, on the road with Dane, live here in the Allstate Showcase Studio on Michigan Avenue. And one of the things that we do on the show, certainly talk about some transformative travel, places people go, road trips, things people do, certainly on the food side, tailgating, highlighting some of the top personalities of the food world. But also, and one of the things that I really love is that journey of inspiration, the journey of creation, when you can come out from an idea into something that is not only delicious, but new and different, right? Never been seen before. I think you're way ahead of the game. In studio, we have a musician, we have a culinary enthusiast, is a way that she described herself, but to a very high level, being one of the semifinalists for one of our favorite shows over there on Fox, MasterChef, and also the brand owner and inspirational driving force for what is Spice Note Tequilas. It is the one and only Sheetal Bhagat. Welcome to WGN.
Thank you, Dane.
Well, it's exciting to be here. And when you say here, like the reason that you're here is to share something that's got to be near and dear. It's almost, we talked a little bit off the air. You've got a child, 11 months old, you know, all that kind of stuff. Spice Note Tequila has got to be like, really, I don't know if it's your first child, but it's certainly one of them, right?
I gave birth twice this year, for sure. So I gave birth in January to my son, and then in July we launched Spice Note Tequila. You know, I grew up with spices, so this is an endeavor that is near and dear to my heart from my childhood.
Let's talk about the inspiration, and I love it when people think of something that maybe isn't out there, and I think somewhere, I think maybe you had said it, 7 years in the making as far as the idea, this is something that should be out there, but your efforts and this realization of that, sometimes people come up with something that you know, just the world isn't ready for yet, right? Maybe years down the road, people can appreciate. So I don't know, was there a thought process there that you were going to time it perfectly 7 years ago that the world would be really excited about tequila, elevated brands of tequila, different and interesting ways to enjoy it. Was that, or is this just, you know, kind of a coincidence?
I will tell you that this started out as a project for me. I was going through a rough patch in my fertility journey. And so going through this rough patch, I needed a project. I needed a food-based project that would keep my mind occupied. And I've always loved how spices are incorporated in my food. And I thought, well, why can't we make a cocktail with spices? Like, that's not been done before, or at least not to the level of having an infused spirit with spice. And so that's really where it started. It was a project. I wasn't thinking of, I wasn't thinking of the market and the hole in the market and the consumer and price point or anything. I was just like,
really?
Hey, no, you know, and it started as a passion project. It started as a, I am in survival mode. And I need something to take my mind off of the hard stuff of life. And that's where it started.
When you think about the infusion in the spirits, and there's been some of that vodka, you know, had a whole bunch of it to mixed reviews, right? Some of those efforts much maligned. On the tequila side, it is like the perfect time. And so I guess maybe a lot of people on the, you know, supply and demand end of the universe were kind of conspiring with you subliminally to go ahead and do this. So let's talk a little bit about the spices. You've got a musical background. You've got a culinary background, obviously. And so I think food and the way flavors kind of work together was first and foremost. But I was interested too on the musical background, where you've got maybe even more so than the food side, where you have a number of multiple different either instruments or voices or sounds, you know, coming together to create one thing, which is that composition. Was that the thought process, or is that just a really nice footnote?
No, it's who I am as a person is this blend and mix of different cultures, right? So I grew up in this Eastern, culturally Eastern home, and living in the Western world, so trying to sort of blend foods and what we wear, you know, how we celebrate different cultures, how we celebrate our holidays, and what we eat, how we dress, and so it's my life has always been a blend, has always been a mix of those two things, and so food is no exception, music is no exception. That's just who I am as a person.
When you think about this and starting it in the brand and women in this space, I think it even probably adds another level of difficulty. You mentioned you weren't thinking about the markets, you know, supply, demand, profits, how to build it. So talk about that, because I love those stories, because it is one of those things that difficult. I'm sure in our vast listening audience, you got a lot of people who have some ideas that hit them. Oh, this would be great. You know, or people come and tell them, oh my, you should take those cookies on the road and sell them. It is a difficult thing. And oftentimes it has almost nothing to do with all of the things you mentioned, the word passion, that maybe started it, right? These are just things that are difficult, sometimes insurmountable. So talk about the ideas. It's a fascinating idea. I think it's great, well received, and obviously it has been. But then that, you know, taking that and I guess inspiring others to get along with you and help you make it a reality.
So in 2010, when I was on MasterChef, I kind of became known off camera as the Spice Girl because everything that I made had some element of spice. And so I came back from the show thinking, you know, wouldn't it be interesting to do something with that? All the while, have had a love for tequila. And it kind of just dawned on me one day, hey, what if I put cumin in my margarita? What would that taste like? I think a lot of this started with what ifs. And I think a lot of dreams start with what if I did this or what if I tried that? And it's got to start somewhere. And for me, that's where it started. What if I put cumin in my margarita? So I did. And I think I've never looked back. I've never had a regular margarita at home because this is my favorite thing. So it started there. And actually in 2012, I went to Kerala, India, where there's a lot of spices are grown in Kerala, a lot of tea and spices. And so, again, it was just a reinforcement of, yeah, this is so fascinating to me, how spice is grown and how it's used. But I have to find another application because, you know, launching another spice company, bottling some spice, been there, done that. Like, don't need to do that, you know. What can I do that's different? And what can I do that is, I guess, is in the spirits industry, but I wasn't thinking of the industry. I was just thinking of my own personal cocktail.
Right.
It's where it started.
Well, it's neat to have it be that kind of, you know, you were inspired, number one, you had to inspire yourself, but then you have to get on the road and inspire other people.
Right. So what I did was I started tasting it out to tons and tons of people, friends, parties. I would take it places. Everyone, the response was so overwhelmingly positive that I thought, okay, well, let me find a consultant to work with. So I found a great consultant in Ohio to work with. And she really encouraged me to keep moving. She helped me formulate my business plan. I have no business background, so I have, you know, I know nothing about business. I'll be the first to admit that. So I found people to join the team where I felt my weaknesses were. I hired a fantastic graphic designer who incorporated my story of Eastern and Western. You know, the bottle has this anchoring of henna pattern, which is symbolic of my Eastern tradition, but the font is very clean. It's very Western, if you will. So there's the blend of that and I just found the right team and just kept going. I don't know what else to say, what drove me, you know.
There's a lot of those situations where people, you know, once they get to a certain point and they're able to kind of, it's like climbing a ladder, right? And you look down and realize, whoa, you know, we're really high up. And of course, driven by a lot of that passion. And I'm sure there were some amazing and inspirational things, maybe some people along the way that kept you going. There may have been some of those moments where you're like, this is a silly idea. Not silly, but maybe not, you know, didn't have the legs to get to, you know, all the way from point A to point Z.
I've heard it all. I've heard the tequila space is not ready for this. It's never been done. Cumin is not going to be well received. I've heard the opposite of those things too. So again, none of that was really driving me. It was just sort of like, I just want to see what's going to happen.
So you get the team together and then you come out and you've got great people that get it to the point where it is in the bottle. It's as you imagined it, right? You know, and so talk a little bit about the product there. As we talked about initially, there are infused spirits out there, but this one, very thoughtful, you know, and the all natural and everything that goes into making Spice Note.
Right. So we have 8 infusions. The 6 that are not launched are secret. So we're hoping. We're hoping to launch with a third in 2018. But we decided to launch with cumin and cinnamon. And the reason for that is because cumin is where it started for me. Like I said, opened up my spice drawer, put, you know, cumin in my margarita, loved it, never looked back. So that was an obvious choice. And it's really different. It's really unique. I wanted to offer something that was a first to market offering that no other spirits brand could say they have. And cinnamon. Okay, so why would I launch with cinnamon? There's a lot of cinnamon flavored products.
But you did this. You thought this up years before those even existed.
I don't know. Fireball has been around for a long time. Okay. Yeah, long time. It's not about, you know, making comparisons to other brands or anything. I chose 2 infusions that would appeal to 2 very different demographics. And I wanted to sort of get the range in between as well, you know. So the cumin is probably for somebody that's looking for something really unique, really different, slightly more adventurous palette. And the cinnamon is just a comforting, warm, cozy, familiar spice. And so if you're not ready for the cumin, you got the cinnamon, you know. So.
Well, here's the thing. In tequila, you know, you had mentioned you were a tequila fan. That's the reason that you chose that as far as kind of the canvas, you know, for this. And I got to tell you, they're very smooth. And so all of the things that, and for the listeners out there, the things that they may not like or appreciate about tequila, not everybody is a fan. I think you you work through a lot of that just through that process. So it is very smooth and very different. So it doesn't taste like just a tequila with some kind of flavor, you know, kind of plopped into it. Now, I know some of the recipes that you have, too. These would be fine just as sipping tequila, too. You can enjoy them that way. Mm-hmm. But you have some fun ways to kind of build in some other flavors to make it even better.
Yeah. So, you know, the range that this line has, you know, you can certainly sip it. You can do shots if it's that kind of night. And but you can make a single ingredient cocktail, like a single ingredient mixer, like apple cider or with the cinnamon is wonderful. Ginger beer with the cumin. Soda with cumin, you know, so you can do something as simple as that. And tequila typically hasn't been thought of that way. You know, the perception on tequila has been this: I can do shots or I can have a margarita. It seems like there's nothing in between, right? It's changing. And I'm excited to be part of that, that offering to consumers. I love that you can, yes, you can mix this with apple cider and have a wonderful kind of warm or cold drink with just one thing. You can also have a two or three ingredient cocktail. The cumin makes a great Bloody Maria. You'd never think of that.
Wow.
But the way I approach my cocktail making with these two infusions is the way I approach my food. So when you think of cumin and you think of what food pairings work with cumin, cucumber, ginger, tomato, lime. So a Bloody Maria, you know, tomato-based, a margarita, lime-based, anything with lemon. A lemonade with cumin is wonderful.
Yep.
So,
yep.
And then, you know, you think of cinnamon, like what pairs with cinnamon? Apples, pumpkin, pear, ginger, all of these things. So when I make cocktails, when I'm doing, you know, testing in the kitchen, that's how I test is, how would I put this in a dish? And let's take those flavors out of a dish and put it in a cocktail glass.
See, there's so many different options with it, so many different things that you can have. And yes, I think the category is, tequila is one of those very unique spirits where everybody has, I think, either a relationship, a definition, a perception of what it is. And now, in this day and age specifically, it is being redefined as maybe all of those things, but also so many different things. And you look at sort of the mezcal trends, and of course, you know, purists there would say it's totally different, but still kind of in that family. And so I think this is the perfect time. But here's kind of what you're tasked with. So you've got some of these elevated tequilas that are better, maybe more and better marketed for sure. Mm-hmm. But you have this. I think it's an opportunity to have something that people either know, love, or want to give a chance to, but you have sort of an educational component that's kind of on you, right? To say, like, this is, yes, it is tequila.
Mm-hmm.
If you like that, it's wonderful. But if you don't necessarily, you should give it a try because it is something all its own as well.
Yeah, don't limit to this tequila to shots or a margarita. I mean, they both, spice note functions well in both shots and the margarita, but there's so much in between and beyond. You know, margarita is a pretty simple cocktail, lime, orange, tequila, you know, simple syrup. But we have some recipes on our website that are beyond just a three ingredient cocktail. We make a great Manhattan, a Latin Manhattan with the cumin infused tequila. Yeah, we have a new cocktail coming out this spring that Aaron Pollock, bar manager at the Dawson, created with a spiced gin and barbecue bitters and chai simple syrup and spice note cumin. It is delicious. It rivals the margarita for me.
Wow.
Yeah, that's high praise.
That is high praise.
For me, it rivals the margarita.
And some heavy responsibilities on there as well. And in listeners, though, we're talking with Spice Note Tequila, visionary founder, pushing the envelope in a bunch of different ways and some wonderful ways. Chitel Bhagat is in studio. You mentioned the website. That's a way that people can get some of these recipes and find ways that they can enjoy it. Probably also ways that they can actually get it. You mentioned, I know that it's in some of the bars around Chicagoland, some of the maybe stores as well. Where can people get their hands on some?
So most of the Binnie's, all the Binnie's downtown in Chicago have them. A lot of the suburb Binnie's have them. And there's a few Whole Foods that have started picking it up now.
Nice.
So if you go to our website and go to the Where to Find, you'll see Gene's Sausage up on in Lincoln Square has it too.
So in the Chicagoland areas where you're launching, you got those two initial spirits. You've got the cinnamon, you've got the cumin, you've got the six secret ones, which are going to be unveiled, at least one, right, in 2018. So we're looking forward to that as well. So one more time with the website where people can get all that information on you, maybe social media to keep up with your adventures as well.
So all of our social media handles, Spice Note Tequila. And our website, SpiceNoteTequila.com.
Simple, easy, Spice Note Tequila. Chitelle, thanks so much for doing what you're doing. Thanks for being so brave, right, to go ahead and create. Come on.
We're crazy.
Well, no, yes, right. Maybe a little crazy, and that's
a little bit.
That's what you need, because without that, we don't have cool things out there in the world, including Spice Note. And thanks for being on WGN today.
Thanks, Dane.